Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I think we're on the air, and I was, I'm so sorry, everybody, I'm a little bit late, but I'm glad you're here, and more people are joining us. So today is our mastermind group on Tuesday morning at 8:30 and Thursday morning at 8:30. So welcome, those who are going to listen later, and those who are on now. I'm so glad you guys are here. And we'll hear from a few people, but a couple things are going on here. I am traveling this week. I'm super excited. One of the goals, and you guys who have really helped contribute that I wanted to achieve or creating to achieve, was get angel coaches on another, their own network. And that's in the process of happening. So I'm flying to California, creating that, and man, have had to jump through some hoops. But it's all good. It, you know, sometimes it's not the goal, it's the person you become as you achieve the goal. In this situation, I'm glad it's the goal too, right? To you know, that's really cool, because I was talking to a friend of mine who's been really, really sick, and a few years ago, I was really sick. I got super sick in 2009 and 2010, to the point I was in the back of the ambulance being rushed to the hospital, and everything was shutting down. And I remember in the back of the hospital, I saw three angels and God, or Christ, whatever you want to call it, was my higher power. And three angels, and they go, you can heal yourself up. And they listen to things that I was really challenged with. And I go, well, since you're here, why don't you do it? And so even then, I was like, there was humor. But I said, listen, if I need to go, I'm cool. You know, I'm young, but, you know, there's always another time, because I think life goes on forever. And long story short, that in that brief ambulance ride, which seemed like eternity, and if you guys have ever ridden in an ambulance or waited for your family members or friends or mates, you know, it seems like a long time, but it was very brief, and they gave me an overview of what was going to happen in my life, and I was laying there so sick, and my organs were shutting down, and I go, are you sure that you got the right person? Because I am so not that type of person. You know, I mean, I've always been able to see angels since I was three, but bottom line is here I am, and still young. Because we're all ageless and timeless, and Shania Twain says that we're all the same inside, and I am really young still, don't say that. And creating things, got a great show here on Blog Talk, some great people that have really, really supported angel coaches, and you have no idea how much I support, appreciate you guys. And so my dreams, or their dreams they had for me, are totally about, no, I'm kidding. The dreams that I have for angel coaches is really happening. And it didn't happen overnight, but as I grew, so did angel coaches grow. As I grew, so did I, as I grew as a person and as a soul, so did I attract a lot of really cool people. So I want you guys to really know that and that kind of thing. So my intention today is, and I always say this, my intention is, change your mindset, change your life. And so I really had to come out of a victim mentality, thinking things were being done to me, and you know, that I was that this happened to me because I'm not the best person, or this happened to me. Everything that I experienced in this lifetime, I created on a soul, you know, on the soul plane or heaven plane, whatever you want to call it, before I got here, so I could learn and teach. So I get that. And so anyway, that's my deal. Change your mindset, change your life. And anyway, so that's it. Giselle, are you there?
Giselle. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're here. Giselle is new. You're new, and you were introduced to angel coaches by a mutual friend, our mutual family, our family member of yours. We're all soul family here, I think, on this plane. But tell me something. What are you looking to create in your life? What are you putting energy in? Because I know
that, you know, you have a great love. She's been with the same man for 9 years, I think, right? 9 years or seven, 9 years. And, and I'm going to get questions. How did she do that? So, well, they have a companion soulmate or twin flame, twin soul. So you got great, somebody wonderful that supports you. In other areas of your life, you have people that are not as easy. So I think everything balances out. What are you looking to create? Because I want to hear what you want to create. She's new, guys, and she's an amazing young woman. So anyway, tell me what you'd like to create.
I think that I'm very fortunate that I was able to find my soulmate at a really young age, and he's really been the person to kind of help me get through a lot of other things that, maybe lack of support or lack of love in other areas or other family members and things like that. So that was, a huge blessing. I definitely think I don't know where I would have been without that. I think I would be in a really bad place right now. So I think, that was definitely brought to me specifically at a young age in order to get through so many other things, just in life. And so in that area, I am very fortunate, and I don't, seek, like, I know for women it can be so difficult, and men as well, and, I'm very lucky in that area. So I guess where I, what I'm really looking for is definitely a lot of healing, just healing from the past, trying really hard to just live in the present every day and not let, my past fears and my past insecurities and just, things that I've been through kind of take over my mentality. And then also career-wise, and I think even more career-wise, I'm really just looking to fulfill, like, my purpose. I believe, we're all here for a bigger reason, and I've been on this huge journey really trying to figure out mine and what exactly God wants to do with me. And I think I'm just a vessel. So I just want to make sure I'm living out everything that he wants for me. And I do believe it will have something. I don't know exactly if it'll have something to do with my career or not, but right now I'm in the middle of making a huge decision that will change courses for me in my career. One would be to kind of follow a path that I've always dreamed of going on, which is more of an entrepreneurial route, and the other is taking an incredible opportunity that was presented, but that's a little different from what I've dreamed of. So I have to make a decision very soon. So all of the anxiety and all of the pressure that has come with making this decision has led me to realize that I need to call on to God and to my guardian angels and, make sure that I'm honoring them in any decision I make.
Very nice. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen that are listening now or listen later, Ms. Giselle, she is great at organizing, putting a marketing plan in action, I think is a little bit what you do, and also super creative photography. I'm remembering and everything, and you see you have Archangel Gabriel, and I know that one of the things I believe is our life purpose helps support our soul's purpose. Like, my life purpose is to be a life and spiritual coach with a lot of things, and my soul's purpose is to be a light worker, to share and raise my vibration and share with others how they can raise theirs, and so we can all go to a whole new level. Maybe your life purpose is to work in the media like you like to do, and I'm saying this so casual, and I know that it's tough, but I don't want to make a mistake, so I'm being super general about it. And but your soul's purpose is to say, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm a light worker, because we need, in the media especially, we need a lot of great light workers, because there's, she puts things together in beautiful, 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 beautiful work that she does. So you bet. And so I'm glad you're here, by the way. And I know that other people are listening in, and so Vic, I know you're here. Vic, you must love Vic. Vic's like you. She makes people beautiful on the inside and the outside. You make the whole world beautiful with what you do with media. And what do I do? I haven't figured that out yet, but hey, it works. So anyway, Vic, what do you, how are you, honey? I just got off the phone with her a little bit ago, but how are you, Vic?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Anyway, so you and I are starting a new project together, and we need to take notes from Giselle here, because she's been with somebody for 9 years. Vic and I are looking for for the man of our dreams. So, and been doing a lot of dating in the process, but we've gotten had a lot of experience. Vic, what do you want to create? What are you looking to create too in your life? Because I know that you're doing some blogging and some other stuff too as well. So tell us what you're creating and give us a mantra.
Well, I'm thinking about doing it.
That's okay. I'm nudging her, Giselle. It's all good.
I'm thinking about doing the blogging. It's all in my head. It just hasn't come out through my fingers yet.
You're a great writer, though. You really are. So, but what do you do? What are you going to do? Talk to me. Talk to us and tell us what you do.
I am trying to keep my heart open and not putting any limits or labels on my relationships.
Oh, God bless you. Limits or labels on your relationships. So that's cool. Oh, wow. Good for you. Hey, let me ask you a question. And Giselle, what do you think is the biggest thing in a relationship to create a relationship to work? What is it? Communication? Trust? I don't know. I've heard it all, but I'd love to know your take on it. What do you feel, Giselle?
I think it's acceptance above anything else. I think the trust and the communication trust is huge, absolutely. If the other person isn't loyal, like I think that's a tough one. I have been really lucky that I've never had to worry about that. But I think above all, it's just acceptance, really understanding who that person is, and like loving them for every part of them, their faults. And they're the things that will surprise you, and I think while it's great to challenge one another and want to bring out the best in one another, ultimately I think you have to like really accept and love every part of them, and when you can do that, I think overall it is when you can really open up your heart to creating like an incredible relationship rather than there no perfect person exists out there. I mean, even my significant other, there's days and moments where there's things that I find about them, about him specifically, that I'm like, wow, fundamentally we're so different here and here. But I just always have faith that we'll grow together in certain areas that maybe we may view things differently. You know, he, for example, is not as spiritual as I am, but it's funny. It's something that really scares him, but when I speak to him about it in a very like logical way, he's totally open to it, and he loves learning about it and hearing about it, it'll be like a pleasant surprise. So I think it's like, aww, never underestimate your partner. They have more to them than you think. You know, they have a lot of layers. So I would say acceptance and patience.
That's great. Okay, that's great. And they have a lot of layers. See, I've not heard that before. Vic, I know that you, and there are people on here right now. I've got a guy on, and he's like, what? And he's having challenges in his relationship. Doesn't want to talk, and I get that. But, Vic, what do you think that is, because you've had some really great relationships and successful ones. Key in your relationships that you've had, that is a key in any relationship. May I ask you that, if that's okay?
Communication. I really think that if you can have open communication with each other and be able to talk about everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's so important to be open in that respect. And then, of course, I think trust is huge too. So trust and communication for me would be the biggest things to have in a relationship.
Patience and acceptance, trust and communication. And let me just tell you, so relationships are not my strong point. Relationship with myself, I'm great at. And so I feel like I bring a lot to the table. So it's one of the things that I get for myself in anything that I do is never stop dreaming and then put some goals out there and timelines on them. And that's what keeps you going. You know what I mean? And don't stop working on yourself. My goodness, right? People, I talked to a client yesterday. He's gained like 50 pounds. She's gained like 30 pounds. And they're like, what happened? They got married. I'm like, okay. Anyway, not fun. But Giselle, Vic, you guys have been amazing with that. Vic, what's a mantra or an affirmation that you use? Because she comes up with some great ones, Giselle. So what's an affirmation that you use?
Oh, yeah. Just a minute, I have to find that one.
Oh, the one she came up before, listen more, judge less. I was like, yeah, that's a good one. I told that to my cousin the other day. because I'm not judging you. I'm just going to kick your butt anyway when running. But that's a whole other story. But tell me, so what's an affirmation that you have?
Oh, my intention today is to be gentle and adaptable. You can't influence people by being pushy. Trust the process of opening yourself, because what emerges from us is of consistent high quality.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that one. That's beautiful. So anyway, change your mindset, change your life. I keep that one, and that's the one I run with. And yeah, change your mindset, change your life. Hey, if anybody's listening now or later, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page. We put a lot of stuff on there. And I put a post on there yesterday that's really cool by Deepak Chopra. I was telling Vic this morning, if Oprah Winfrey married Deepak Chopra, her name would be Oprah Chopra. Wouldn't that be great? It's the Oprah Chopra show. Anyway, so one day I'm going to get the man, marry and do that. Maybe I'll go to Vegas or something. So it was a pleasure having you, Giselle. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Vic always has some great stuff. And we usually have others. She was sick today and James was busy, and a few others, but you're here. Welcome. And bring anybody you want. Anybody else is welcome to join us. You don't have to share. You can just listen. Doesn't matter. So, thank you guys. You guys have a wonderful day. God, namaste, which means the God in me acknowledges the God in you. And because God lives inside of each and every one of us. All right, you guys, take care. Have a wonderful day. Vic, I'm going to call you because I got an idea. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.